Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out for the rest of the week, holding things down as usual. Got J-Fig here. Leroy in today, although he will be out Friday. We're all going to be out tomorrow. We got a best of going on, so be sure to listen. Usually this is where we'd have cat talk, but now that the season's over, we are free to talk about whatever we'd like in this slot here. But before we do, I'd like to let you know that free agency coverage on WQAM is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use your savings calculator to find out how much at T-Mobile.com/switch. I got T-Mobile. Pretty good. They also got that T-Mobile Tuesday thing, so they'll get you a deal whenever.
I honestly love T-Mobile. I have it also, and I have no complaints.
Yeah, no complaints. I've had the same service since sixth grade.
But you have an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Gross.
Oh, okay. We're making fun of Marcos. Got him.
Gross. Making fun of me. No, I thought that was an insult to you, the whole iPhone thing.
Even when you sent me a picture, it came in like a little square.
It's not.
Sometimes we can't open those, Marcos.
It's not.
Fix it.
It's not me. It's really not me, guys. It's really your phone. You know it's your phone. I don't understand.
Apparently you have Tree Mobile.
Wow. All right. Lashing out. Lashing out here on a July 3rd. But have no fear, as I will be able to fight through this. I have $300 worth of fireworks at my home, so nothing can bring me down. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be blowing this up tomorrow.
I'm ready to go. And guess what I just got?
What?
From Amazon.
What's that?
No.
Is that a fire? Oh, a torch. You need a torch, right? You can't be out here with a Bic lighter or I don't know what the other lighter is known as. I refer to it as...
Well, they used to do the ones you could do the barbecue with a torch.
Yes.
Now it's just a flame. You can't get the torch no more.
Huh. Okay.
So I just got the
actual... You got yourself a blowtorch.
Yeah, you know, like they do for cigars.
That's fair. No, you need that. You need that. You can't be focused on trying to use a match or a magnifying glass.
Remember back in the day, you used to use like an incense.
Oh, an incense.
Yeah.
It was long. It was long. That's why.
Yeah, long incense.
You ever like lit a probably not you, Leroy. I know you avoided fire for quite some time, but sometimes you light a napkin. It's a little bit longer, you know, give you that reach.
No, that's what you do when you light barbecue.
Yeah, you take some pieces of the yeah. And you run for your life, essentially.
You know, when you throw that balled up newspaper.
Yeah.
After you done drenched it with like all of the lighter fluid, you go.
Indeed.
Why don't you just use your little watch, Marcos?
Oh, I would, right? See the band broke on it. I would. I totally would. Trust me.
What? You burn your hand off, dude, trying to put that watch. No. What's wrong with you?
But it looks so cool, though. How cool would I look lighting something
look
with
cool
my
and
watch?
Burnt.
Correct.
Marcos.
Do you really trust him with things that blow up?
Mm. Okay. No.
No, all just look at his face.
All I know is we consumed almost the whole show.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Just looking at fireworks.
Trust me, I know. I was looking backstage and all I see is your face with glued. A smile from ear to ear.
Hey, yeah. No, because
watching the screen.
Listen. We like, hey man, for $199, I need more than 12 seconds.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know,
some of them are real quick.
Usually I'm not a shopper either. I'm a buyer. I don't have patience.
And then here's the other thing you gotta realize.
Yeah.
Don't count this into your time either.
Right, the time in between.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing here? I need action. But I'm satisfied with my pickup. I know Leroy is too.
Oh yeah.
I can't wait to see how this all unravels.
I'm gonna get Fonz to take his drone.
Oh. See, now
what if you blow up the drone?
Right?
He's going to be over there
looking
this way.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, no.
Really? You think he's going
to... Never know. It goes...
You are 0 for 2 today. Jennifer, you are 0 for 2 today.
What do you mean? You really never know.
Minus 1.
Yes, he does. He know how to control that thing.
Yeah, but technology sometimes has a mind of its own.
No, it has a mind of its own, dude.
It does.
She knows things.
He flies that drone around the house like he racing. He knows how to work that thing.
Let's get to some headlines. The headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Still got a spot for Trey. Trey.
Close that door.
In case we go white hot, you got a truck.
We do. We do have a spot for Trey. And the only reason we do is because Miami Heat still stagnant. NBA free agency continues to roll on. The 76ers have poked around on Haywood Highsmith, according to Barry Jackson and Caleb Martin. Caleb Martin's still on the Heat's radar, but the math doesn't work unless the Heat shed salary. The Heat could circle back to Highsmith potentially, but they have an interesting decision on what it's going to do with its remaining cap space. So,
well, with Kalel,
yes,
where you can kind of get away with not having another big.
Yeah.
That being said, I think one of the most important people on this team the last couple of years has been Caleb Martin.
Indeed.
And so it's that piece that you never realize you need until it's not there.
Yeah.
And so this team has struggled more when Caleb's been out because of the different things he can do. So I would hate to see Caleb go.
I would hate to see Caleb go as well. According to Ira Winderman, who posted this about 3 hours ago, with LeBron off the board, as you know, he signed a max deal with the Lakers earlier today, 2-year deal worth over $100 million. DeMar DeRozan, Miles Bridges, Gary Trent Jr.
If I had to, let's see. Miles Bridges.
Yes.
Then I go with Turner.
Wasn't Miles Bridges like in some trouble though? Like I believe if I'm
He got in a little trouble. So we don't know what that is. We don't need that in our life right now.
That's what I'm saying. Especially in Miami, I'm okay. But yeah, essentially those that I just listed there, DeRozan, Bridges, Gary Trent Jr. are the only three free agents ranked above Caleb Martin.
You know what the big problem with the Heat is?
These
guys would probably love to stay in Miami.
For sure.
Right?
Yep.
But here's the deal. This is their profession. They ain't getting max contracts. Yep. They the ones getting those little medium type contracts.
Yeah, exactly.
And you got to maximize that. You can't take a pay cut because you don't know how many of these you're going to get. It's not like the maxed out guy who gets maxed out two times and then he can take a little bit of a pay cut in that third deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
These guys are a little bit different. This has happened to the Heat a number of times. It's happened with Strus.
Yep.
It happened with Jay Figg's guy.
Gabe.
Happened with Gabe. It happened with who else left?
It's the people I love.
Anyone that you love, apparently.
So it but it's because you're basically helping these guys to leave you, right? Because you can't afford them. And Caleb's a valuable piece, but how much are you going to have to offer him? 10, 15 a year.
And look, no matter what, I understand there's always going to be a feeling of you want to keep your guys. But this is a stat posted by Barry Jackson. In their last 13 home games versus good, healthy teams, they went 1-12 and were outscored by 152 points.
Yeah.
That tells me you need to shake it up, dude. So if Caleb walks, if Haywood walks.
Here's what it tells me.
I think we'll be okay.
You can't. And what did you say, Marcos, this hope season?
Yeah, so far everything's built on hope.
Hope is over.
The Miami hope. That's what we are.
It's over. Yeah. It's over. We hope the last 2 years.
The only thing I wish.
We hope these guys will play more. We hope we would get more of this. We hope we would do this.
Yep.
It didn't happen. Hope season's over.
Yep.
And I don't and for the Heat organization, the reasons why shouldn't matter. Right?
Yep.
The reasons why. If you give reasons, you're basically trying to sell yourself on running it back again.
No. I don't want to hear those words.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I can't hear those words again.
But one of your guys who has been a contributor consistently has been Caleb Martin.
True. No, it has been. But, I mean, should I prevent myself from potentially growing because I don't want to lose Caleb Martin? I mean, I shouldn't have him.
Wait. Nope. See, here's the difference between me and you.
Yes.
Okay. I'll accept that.
Yeah.
Who are you going to replace him with?
Yeah, that's always the issue, right? Because I just listed the names. It's not necessarily a miraculous
Caleb did okay.
Class.
He wasn't that good, but he did a lot of different things, man. That's the thing that hurts guys here.
Yep.
Right? Except the three-point shooters. The three-point shooters and the point guards usually get signed pretty quick because they have a skill set outside of just making basketball plays. Caleb Martin is one of those guys where at the end of the day, you look at his point total, but then you talk about the defense, you talk about the rebounding, you talk about all the other things that he does, and he makes basketball plays. So when people say, you know, he was okay, he wasn't that good, you're looking at numbers and not looking at the impact he had on the team when he was playing. Hell, he almost won last year, not this year, the year before, he almost won MVP in the Eastern Conference Championship.
Yeah, no, there was times where Caleb Martin felt like the best player on the court, for sure.
Right.
But is that a testament to Caleb Martin, or is that a detriment to the team, that Caleb Martin was the best player on the court sometimes?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. And I don't want to be in that anymore. I mean, and I'm not saying that Caleb did anything for me to feel any sort of detest with him. I think he actually outperformed what we expected when we brought him over. And I think he deserves a bag.
If that's how you feel, then that's why it's okay not to give him $10-15 million.
Yeah.
Because you can find that energy somewhere else.
For sure. I think he did great, and I think he deserves $10-15 million.
Right.
In Houston. It's not here.
Wow. Man. So let's see. You ready to give up on here's what happens.
Yeah.
The Heat lose more role players than any team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in basketball. I feel like our roster has been constructed of role players for, you know, quite some time.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Right? As of right now, there's three guys that teams will fawn over. Maybe four.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Bam, and I'm going to go, or one of the two young guys.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to build your team, you can't get rid of any of those.
Correct. Yeah.
So what kind of player are you going to get in return?
It's rough, man. We're fishing with breadcrumbs and expecting a whale. And it's rough.
How big are the breadcrumbs?
We're talking Texas toast. Still not going to get a whale.
Can I get a biscuit?
If I'm fishing with Texas,
can we get a
toast?
Tiger shark? Can we get a what's those sharks that bite people on the beach?
Oh, I know what you're. Bull sharks?
Can we get a bull shark?
Bull sharks are very territorial.
As of right now, I can get you a piranha.
Probably get a hammerhead too.
A piranha.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no sharks. I'm not getting a shark. The last shark I got was. I'll count Terry Rozier as a nurse shark. He's a little shark that.
Can I just tell you? I always thought that was Nerf shark.
Nerf, like the gun, like Nerf gun.
Yeah.
Oh well. Although Nerf shark is something that I feel the Nerf company has missed out on marketing. I feel like we could have come up with something at this point, but. Nonetheless, speaking of bread and breadcrumbs and other items that you consume, when we come back, it'll be the first time this show has ever played it. Start, bench, cut, barbecue edition. When we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome welcome, welcome, welcome on in.
Hey, yes. Jennifer, there'll be a lot of this tomorrow.
Yeah.
July 4th?
Yeah.
Oh, she got it. She got it. We,
Frankie Beverly and Maze is a staple.
Staple at the cookout.
Staple at the cookout.
What's on the menu?
Oh.
I have ribs.
Love it.
Hot dogs with some proper sausage chili.
Mm-hmm.
I got jerk chicken.
Mm.
Hamburgers.
What's Fonz making?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Canceling all my plans. I'm going.
Yeah.
He's gonna season up the jerk.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
That's good.
I'll let you know. I'll have a review ready. All right. But I played this cookout music just in time for us to play our version of Start, Bench, Cut.
Now, this is any sport or?
Oh, this has nothing to do with sports, my friend.
Oh, food.
Oh, you know how we do here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
All right.
I'm going to give you topics that correlate with July 4th and July 4th barbecues and just celebrating July 4th. And you tell me.
Oh, and Fonz and make some baked beans.
Oh, need that. Need that.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and give you both three different topics. And you tell me how you would rank these in regards to start, bench, or cut. And I'm sure you guys understand what I mean by that. Start being the one you like the most, bench being the one you like the second, cut being the one you like the least. Now let's go ahead and get into it. We'll start off with number one. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
J-Fig, I'll start with you. Start, bench, cut. Pool, beach, or boat day? How you celebrate July
4th. Ooh, why would you do that to me?
Start, bench, cut. Those are three. How do you celebrate? It's July 4th.
Okay, ready?
That's a group activity for her.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I know pool's last.
Pool is definitely cut. I'm so sorry to say.
Yeah.
Bench, I'll put beach. And start, you already know.
Boat day.
All right.
I love me a boat day.
So, and I'm the direct opposite.
All right. Direct. Okay. So you're going pool first.
I'm going to go pool, boat, beach.
So you're cutting.
Cutting beach.
Cutting the beach. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Come on now.
I'm on that too.
But like,
me cutting the beach is like me loving watermelon. That's all I'm going to say.
The pool's fun and everything, but there's no sensitive adventure there. You know?
Wow.
What are you talking about?
No adventure in the pool, huh?
It depends on what you do in the pool.
Or who you bring
to the pool.
At my
house, there's no sense of adventure.
But you know what? You're right. Definitely at your pool is an adventure because when I went to hide and go seek with spiders.
True. When I went to the all-inclusive.
That's fair. Yeah.
The pool was must-see TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know everybody was on vacation in their skimpiest of outfits.
You ever been at a pool at a hotel that's like on the beach and you have to choose, do I want to go to the beach today or do I want to go to the pool today?
I don't want the sand.
That's usually what
the
it comes
sand
down
is
to.
Actually pretty, that's like a deal break. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't like sand.
So, and it gets everywhere, right? You get out of the pool, you sit down, and I don't know, does sand have legs? Because it always ends up all around in everywhere. Your crack and everywhere.
Everywhere, man.
There is sand right now in my car.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's like a staple of a South Floridian. Just sand in your car. Somewhere.
Not me.
No, just chicken wings.
And shrimp.
Shrimp.
So, okay, both of you guys, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, J-Fig, you had boat day, start, bench, beach, and cut was pool, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
Leroy was pool, boat day, then beach. Yeah. And I think that's fair. I think I'm on that same vibe there. I could go either or with the boat day or the pool, but beach is definitely last, especially with July 4th, because not only are you going to have a bunch of people and whatever normal
that's
stuff.
That's true. Like, if you start putting technicalities into this, I would cut the beach instead, because the pool's right there. It's convenient.
Right there.
You have the people you want there.
Got to weigh that in, you know?
People that are going to cause issues. So I totally understand that.
This is like, you know, this is what GMs are currently going through in the NBA and NHL. You got to weigh all factors, you know? It may look good on paper, but once you mention a certain detail, things change.
Pool got to have a jacuzzi, too. Yeah, it got a jacuzzi. Yeah.
I almost put jacuzzi in there, but I knew if I put jacuzzi in there, that'd be Leroy's go-to.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for number two?
Yep.
All right, this one I'm going to go to Leroy. Hot dog. Ooh. Hamburger. Ooh. Or ribs. Start, bench, cut. Hot dog, hamburger, or ribs.
I'm starting ribs. Right? I'm benching hamburger.
Starting ribs on July 4th. You're going over. You're cutting hot dog on July 4th?
Yeah.
Dang.
I'm benching hamburger and cut. Because that's my order of favorites. Right?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Like if I'm at somebody else's house and I see hamburgers, hot dogs, and ribs, I'm gonna look at the ribs first.
Man. No, that's fair. Now, me too.
Personally. I will say this. I can look at the ribs and tell
whether or not they're worthy.
Yeah, you can look at the ribs and see how much time it took to cook the ribs.
So it depends on who makes the ribs?
It depends on what the ribs looking like. You know, listen, when you go to somebody's house, you don't just grab a plate and put food on your plate. Yeah. You do the once over.
Gotta take a look.
Right?
Just gotta take a quick peek.
You do the trial run.
Yeah.
Because you try to figure out what you're gonna put on your plate. So fair. I may look at, okay, let's see, what are we gonna do? If I do hamburger, right? You know, then if I'm at J-Fig's house, it might be some pork chunks. I go hamburger, pork chunks, hot dog.
What's the name of those rib tips? Was it rib tips? You had something, the ends or something that you had.
Pork chunks.
Man, one time you ordered some barbecue to the station. It was delicious.
Oh, the rib tips.
Rib tips, yeah. Burnt ends.
But yeah, so like, it depends. Because listen, there's nothing worse. That's why I don't like buying ribs at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they ain't, like, it's easy. You can't screw up baby backs. Baby backs are the tenderest of ribs, right? But when you get into the other ones, right, it take a lot of time to get them right.
Yeah.
And sometimes in restaurants, they don't spend that time. So I can't be fooling around with your ribs, you know, your commercial ribs.
Can't be fooling around with your ribs.
Yeah.
J-Fig.
Commercial ribs.
You got the same question. Hamburgers, hot dogs, ribs, start, bench, cut.
J-Fig got that rope out, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Leroy might disown me for this, but I think I would cut ribs.
Cut ribs. Oh, look at that. Look at his eyes.
His eyes. Look, I have retainers, okay? It gets annoying.
It is. Hey, these are the things you have to weigh in.
You don't bring your retainer in public.
My retainer's permanent, so I can't do much about it.
Okay. All right.
He's already stressing.
Yeah,
he's stressing. His hand on his forehead.
Oh, God. Okay, so that's who you cut. Who are you starting? Who are you benching?
I'll bench a hot dog, and I will start a burger.
Burger, yeah. Nice. Cheese on that burger.
Oh, yeah.
Got 100%.
Yeah, got to.
Putting cheese
now,
on that burger.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
The most nervous I've been is this 4th of July.
Why?
Because normally, I just go get a big old thing of meat, ground meat, and I make my patties myself to make sure that they're the same size as the bun.
Yeah.
But this time, I got some Angus beef
Ooh.
Patties, but I can't see what size the patties are.
Oh, what do you mean you can't see? Like, it's and not so listed? I don't know, like, 6 ounce, 8 ounce?
No, it's 8 ounce, but don't. But so I know what buns to get. So
I got you. You don't know
so
if it's
I'm
like.
I'm scared. Like, I can't be having
more bun than burger.
Yo,
that's a sin. No, that's a sin.
That's
right
a party
there.
File right there.
Yeah.
It has to be the same size.
Proportionate. Yes. I need a Krabby Patty every single time.
So it has to be symmetrical.
Right. Exactly. I don't want to.
I'm also someone that I like to have everything that's in that burger. Everything
fit inside,
like each bite I take has to have each little thing.
Ooh, you're talking about like what toppings on a July 4th?
Cheese.
Yeah.
Do you do bacon?
Depends.
Yeah, I do bacon if I'm like buying from somewhere, but like at a normal barbecue, no one is really like making bacon strips.
I got a flat top. That bacon gonna come crispy. Bacon gotta be crispy.
This guy's cool.
If I come over to your place and you got that wet noodle bacon, that's a game changer. I can't come to your house and eat bacon no more.
No wet noodles over here, dude. Get them out of here.
You know, nobody likes soft bacon.
Yeah.
I don't. No.
Right. So, but then with the lettuce, here's the other.
Lettuce depends. It has to be a very minimal.
Gotta be the shredded lettuce. Don't have a head of lettuce and then you put that big piece of lettuce and everything squirts off the burger.
Yeah.
Yes. See, that's why I stopped using lettuce.
You like the shredded lettuce.
It's so annoying. Yep.
Shredded lettuce.
And don't overpower the burger or anything with a bunch of lettuce. No.
All right. Yeah, then so I usually do this.
I go tomato,
bacon. Yeah. Now,
thin tomato though. I don't need no
thin
fat
tomato. Right.
Well,
right.
I love slicing them thin.
Right. My wife says, I'm gonna cut the tomato.
Jeez.
And I say no. I said, why? I said, because you cut it as few times as you can, and then we got that big old beefsteak. All we need is some mozzarella cheese and we can have one of those
call
that. No. You gotta be thin. Thin so you get the taste with not And then you do pickles.
Yes, I do pickles.
So you got to put a lot of pickles if you're going to have a pickle every bite.
That's true.
Well, that's the only thing that I can do with
pickles are strong.
Bite,
pickles are strong. Me, I put jalapenos. I put jalapenos on mine.
What about a banana pepper?
Banana pepper or
corn. I like having those on the side.
Oh,
so I can like.
Really?
Yeah.
What a bougie meal you eat.
Wow, dude.
Right?
Yeah, she wants proportionate toppings.
Like,
banana peppers on the side.
Your little banana peppers on the side. Who eats banana peppers on the side?
You know.
I will say this.
Yeah.
If I'm not feeling it, I will say this. It's got to be pickled jalapenos. The raw jalapenos are hot as hell. Right? I don't want that in my life. I'm trying to get the flavor. I'm not trying to get the heat. So I like the pickled, the ones in the jar are fine. But if you don't have those, banana peppers work just as good. Oh, yeah. Not on the side, though. What are we doing? You know what?
Yeah.
My plate consists of items that are going to be eaten, not side stuff.
I don't know, Leroy. Earlier you said you liked the side piece. I'm not sure if all of a sudden you're switching things out.
Yeah, that was a little sketch.
All right, guys. I'm going to go ahead and ask you this next one. Leroy, I'm going to go back to you on this one. Fireworks at the park. Fireworks at home. Or fireworks at a friend's house. I need you to start, bench, and cut those.
I'm cutting fireworks at the park.
Okay.
Because after days of activity, cooling it, cooking it, drinking it, I ain't going to want to get no car to see none.
That's fair.
Right? That's called being responsible.
All right.
Now that I'm a part of it, I'm starting fireworks at home.
Ooh. All thanks to Mark.
That's
and
right.
I'm benching, and the only reason why I'm benching fireworks at a friend's house, because if I was going over to the friend's house, then I watched fireworks there.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? But since it's at my house, then that got to be on the bench. But I'm definitely not getting in my car to go drive to see fireworks, because Florida's flat. Just look up. You're going to see some stuff blowing up.
That's true. Fig, what about you? Fireworks at home, fireworks at a friend's house, or a public place?
I I mean, if I were to be doing it like Leroy, I would say obviously start home. But no. Since I don't really ever do that, I'm going to cut home.
Oh, dang. What with the cut? All right.
Cutting home. Friend's house?
Yeah.
I'll probably bench.
Bench that one. Okay. So then you'd prefer
to... I will say this. If you go to the park, you know you're going to get the...
Exactly. You're going to get a show. So that's why I would start again, the park.
The thing about all these
options... I used to go when I was younger to the park, and I thought it was wonderful. So.
Well, remember, no. Remember we used to go to the...
For different places.
No, we used to go to the... whatchamacallit?
The beach.
Down the street. No, the Panthers. Remember we used to have that thing with the Panthers?
At
the
Yeah. That was fun. That? You see?
That was fun.
I had a great July 4th weather once. Yeah. And they're doing it again this year, I saw. Mm.
Are they doing it this year?
Yeah.
No, we ain't got nothing to do with it, though.
See, that is
actually. Our sister station, 102.7 The Beach.
Oh, really?
They're doing a fireworks celebration over there?
Yeah.
Hey, they usually have bands. Oh, nice. Now, I will say this. Every year it rains.
Yeah, that's true.
I got so bored. Basically, the Florida Panthers parade is what I went through that July 4th.
Yes.
Did they stand in fireworks?
The best time. It was so much fun.
At the end when they do the fireworks show, you go over there. Like I think we went over there like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And they have all the little trucks or whatever. And here's a little... We would go and get the frozen lemonade. And put some vodka in it.
I'm actually gonna be in one of those situations. So yeah. I may have to try that.
Yeah.
I think there's benefits to all of them. Like, I think if you do it at home, you can control when it begins, when it ends.
Right.
And when you do it at a friend's house, no cleanup. You just go home when it's done. But you are stuck at their time, whenever they want to do it.
Yeah.
And if you go to a park, you get the best fireworks show possible. Potentially some of the best food with food trucks, but you are going to face some traffic, some mosquitoes. You're going to have to
It's
going to be rough.
I brought my wallet and a can of off.
Yeah, exactly. Those two things you're going to need if you go to the public place.
And a blanket.
And a blanket, for sure.
It wasn't cold.
No, I meant
what's it like?
Oh, you got to sit down. Like, yeah, exactly.
We had the tent, though. You're sitting in the chairs out back.
Fancy. But I would start fireworks at home because I like to blow stuff up. Bench, I'm gonna go with park because it gives me the best fireworks show possible. And then I'm gonna cut doing it at a friend's house because
you don't want to be on somebody else's time.
I don't want to be on somebody else's time. I don't know if their food is gonna be good. I don't know if their fireworks are gonna be good. So you know, there's so many things out of my control. I'm just gonna go ahead and leave that one. You guys ready for the last one on start, bench, and cut?
Let's go.
Now, this is if you're a sports fan. Although it's going to be different this year because Joey Chestnut is not participating in this year's hot dog eating contest. But in regards to viewing or participating and just in general sports, start, bench, cut, the hot dog eating contest, baseball, or playing sports with your fam/friends? Would you rather watch baseball? Would you rather watch the hot dog eating contest? Or would you rather play sports with your family or friends? Leroy, I think I know your answer.
What are the options here?
Okay.
I'm starting. Yeah.
Baseball.
Starting baseball.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, my choices are limited.
Limited indeed.
I'm benching. Watching other people eat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Because I know you cutting, playing sports.
I'm cutting. Yeah, that ship has sailed. Leroy quit playing sports when he stopped getting
paid. When he stopped getting paid.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's fair. That's a flex, I wish I could say.
Now, I will say this. Is sports me throwing the frisbee and having Zeus Moss go catch it?
Zeus Moss. Yeah, that counts.
Hey, what? Dude, I'm going to have him doing all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would say, like, I would not be doing anything physical other than flipping them ribs, getting them ribs right, and hamburgers and stuff like that.
Now, J-Fig, what are you starting, benching, and cutting?
Okay, can you go over the options again? Because it was a little confusing.
Start, bench, or cut, enjoying baseball, enjoying the hot dog eating contest, or enjoying playing sports?
Okay, well, number one, I will cut the hot dog eating contest.
Cut that one? What, this is an American 100%. Tradition. You guys are watching this?
No. I just want to see that. It's disgusting.
You want to see them?
I've never enjoyed watching.
Come on. They dip their hot dogs in water. It's crazy.
Disgusting. All we just spoke about toppings and everything. Do you really think that I want to see the topping be water? No.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, yeah.
No.
All right. So that one's the one that you're cutting. Which one are you starting?
So it's watching baseball?
Watching baseball or playing a sport? Play. Difference.
Or playing a sport. Okay. I will bench watching baseball, and I would start playing a sport because that's fun.
Nice little picnic. Throw the ball around. Maybe some kickball.
Yeah. Y'all don't remember when Robbie almost killed the GM at a picnic?
Well,
oh, I do. That was at T.Y. Park.
Yeah.
Good
time. She came out to play catch.
Robbie
and
had
old
some
Dan Marino was letting her have it.
That's typical Robbie fashion. But that is my knight in shining armor. I appeared on an episode of his and SDI's podcast recently.
Recently?
Yeah, like maybe about 2 days ago.
Nice. How was that?
It was great because, again, it comes a day after Robbie, like my knight in shining armor, nearly carried me upstairs to Bo's Beach by being my lead blocker. So at that point, I was indebted to him. Whatever he needed, I was ready to provide.
Such a great person.
That was our first edition of Start, Bench, Cut. What do you guys think? Is this getting into the rotation?
It gets a little more. See, here's the thing. We did it. Oh, he cultured. You ain't never lied. Hebrew National.
Ooh.
Hebrew National. You know, Sam's quit selling them.
What? Why?
Yeah. They sell their own brand, which is not bad.
Yeah.
But Hebrew National, the footlongs.
Yeah.
But here's what the dummies
did. You did cut hot dogs, though.
But they started selling. No, I said cut somebody else eating hot dogs, and me too because of my choice.
Because it was ribs, burger, and
right. But here's the deal: they were selling footlong hot dogs of the Hebrew National, the best of the best, and selling 8-inch buns. What are we gonna do with this? Do you not understand how the hot dog works up in here? You Sam's. I need the regulation bun to go with. It's like buying a truck and putting Fiat wheels on it. That's what that look like.
You got more truck than tire.
Even the little kids go, Uncle Leroy, eat too much hot dog.
Oh, okay.
Cut it up and eat it.
All right, that was Start, Bench, Cut. The inaugural edition here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. We got more Silly Sauce coming up the next hour. I can't even keep track, but I know that we have July 4th trivia, and I believe we have Rats Off a Ship. It is a jam-packed hour, final hour of the show, final hour before July 4th. Stay tuned right here to 560 QAM.
You know what?
Yeah.
My plate consists of items that are going to be eaten, not side stuff.
I don't know, Leroy. Earlier you said you liked the side piece. I'm not sure if all of a sudden you're switching things out.
Yeah, that was a little sketch.
All right, guys. I'm going to go ahead and ask you this next one. Leroy, I'm going to go back to you on this one. Fireworks at the park. Fireworks at home. Or fireworks at a friend's house. Need you to start, bench, and cut those.
I'm cutting fireworks at the park.
Okay.
Because after days of activity,
yeah,
cooling it, cooking it, drinking it, I ain't gonna want to get no car to see nothing.
That's fair.
Right? That's called being responsible.
All right.
Now that I'm a part of it, I'm starting fireworks at home.
Ooh. All thanks to Mark.
That's
and
right.
I'm benching, and the only reason why I'm benching fireworks at a friend's house, because if I was going over to the friend's house, then I watched fireworks there.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? But since it's at my house, then that got to be on the bench.
Mm.
But I'm definitely not getting in my car to go drive to see fireworks because Florida's flat. Just look up. You're going to see some stuff blowing up.
That's true. That's true. Fig, what about you? Fireworks at home, fireworks at a friend's house or a public place?
I mean, if I were to be doing it like Leroy, I would say obviously start home. But no. Since I don't really ever do that, I'm going to cut home.
Oh, dang. Going with the cut. All right.
Cutting home. Friend's house?
Yeah.
I'll probably bench.
Bench that one. Okay. So then you'd prefer
to bench. I will say this. If you go to the park, you know you're going to get the...
Exactly. You're going to get a show. So that's why I would start again, the park.
The thing about all these
options... I used
options,
to go when I was younger to the park, and I thought it was wonderful. So.
Well, remember, no. Remember we used to go to the...
For different places.
No, we used to go to the... whatchamacallit?
The beach.
Down the street. No, the Panthers. Remember we used to have that thing with the Panthers?
At
the
Panthers.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That?
You see?
That was fun.
I had
fun.
A great July 4th weather once. Yeah. And they're doing it again this year, I saw. Mm.
Are they doing it this year?
Yeah.
No, we ain't got nothing to do with it, though.
See, that is
We do, actually. Our sister station, 102.7 The Beach.
Oh, really?
They're doing a fireworks celebration over there?
Yeah.
Hey, they usually have bands. Oh, nice. Now, I will say this. Every year it rains.
Yeah, that's true.
I got so bored. Basically, the Florida Panthers parade is what I went through that July 4th.
Yes.
Did they still do fireworks?
Best time. It was so much fun.
At the end when they do the fireworks show, you go over there. Like I think we went over there like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And they have all the little trucks or whatever. And here's a little... We would go and get the frozen lemonade.
Mm-mm.
And put some vodka in it.
Ooh. I'm actually going to be in one of those situations. So I may have to try that.
Yeah.
I think there's benefits to all of them. Like, I think if you do it at home, you can control when it begins, when it ends.
Right.
And when you do it at a friend's house, no cleanup. You just go home when it's done. But you are stuck at their time whenever they want to do it.
Yeah.
And if you go to a park, you get the best fireworks show possible. Potentially some of the best food with food trucks, but you are going to face some traffic, some mosquitoes. You're going to have to it's going to be rough.
I brought my wallet and a can of off.
Yeah, exactly. Those two things you're going to need if you go to the public place.
And a blanket.
And a blanket, for sure.
It wasn't cold.
No, I meant
what's it like?
Oh, you got to sit down.
Yeah, exactly. And...
We had the tent, though. You're sitting in the chairs out back.
Fancy. But I would start fireworks at home because I like to blow stuff up. Bench, I'm going to go with park because it gives me the best fireworks show possible. And then I'm going to cut doing it at a friend's house because...
You don't want to be on somebody else's time.
I don't want to be on somebody else's time. I don't know if their food is going to be good. I don't know if their fireworks are going to be good. So, you know, there's so many things out of my control. I'm just going to go ahead and leave that one. You guys ready for the last one on start, bench, and cut?
Let's go.
Now, this is if you're a sports fan. Although it's going to be different this year because Joey Chestnut is not participating in this year's hot dog eating contest. But in regards to viewing or participating and just in general sports, start, bench, cut, the hot dog eating contest, baseball, or playing sports with your fam/friends? Would you rather watch baseball? Would you rather watch the hot dog eating contest? Or would you rather play sports with your family or friends? Leroy, I know your answer.
What are the options here?
Okay. I'm starting.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Starting baseball.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, my choices are limited.
Limited indeed.
I'm benching watching other people eat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Because I know you play in sports.
I'm cutting it. Yeah, that ship has sailed. Leroy quit playing sports when he stopped getting
paid. When he stopped getting paid.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's fair. That's a flex, I wish I could say.
Now, I will say this. Is sports me throwing the frisbee and having Zeus Moss go catch it?
Zeus Mahler. Yeah, that counts. That
he counts. Gets, hey, what? Dude, I'm going to have him doing all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would say, like, I will not be doing anything physical other than flipping them ribs, getting them ribs right, and hamburgers and stuff like that.
Now, J-Fig, what are you starting, benching, and cutting?
Okay, can you go over the options again? Because it was a little confusing.
Start, bench, or cut, enjoying baseball, enjoying the hot dog eating contest, or enjoying playing sports?
Okay, well, number one, I will cut the hot dog eating contest.
Cut that one? Oh. Well, this is an American 100%. Tradition. You guys are watching this?
No. Disgusting. I don't want to see that. It's disgusting.
You want to see them?
I've never enjoyed watching
Come on. They dip their hot dogs in water. It's crazy.
Disgusting. All right. We just spoke about toppings and everything. Do you really think that I want to see the topping be water? No.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, yeah.
No.
All right. So that one's the one that you're cutting. Which one are you starting?
So it's watching baseball?
Watching baseball or playing sports. Playing. Difference.
Or playing a sport. Okay. I will bench watching baseball, and I would start playing a sport because that's fun.
Nice little picnic. Throw the ball around. Maybe some kickball.
Y'all don't remember when Robbie almost killed the GM at a picnic?
What?
Oh, I do. That was at T.Y. Park.
Yeah.
Good time.
She came out to play catch.
Robbie
and
had some
Dan Marino was letting her have it.
That's typical Robbie fashion. But that is my knight in shining armor. I appeared on an episode of his and SDI's podcast recently.
Recently?
Maybe about 2 days ago.
Nice. How was that?
It was great because, again, it comes a day after Robbie, like my knight in shining armor, nearly carried me upstairs to Bo's Beach by being my lead blocker. So at that point, I was indebted to him. Whatever he needed, I was ready to provide.
Such a great person.
That was our first edition of Start, Bench, Cut. What do you guys think? Is this getting into the rotation?
It gets a little more. See, here's the thing. We did it. Oh, he cultured. You ain't never lied. Hebrew National.
Oh.
Hebrew National. You know, Sam's quit selling them.
What? Why?
Yeah. They sell their own brand, which is not bad.
Yeah.
But Hebrew National, the footlongs.
Yeah.
But here's what the dummies
did. You did cut hot dogs, though.
But they started selling. No, I said cut somebody else eating hot dogs, and me too, because of my choice.
Because it was ribs, burger, and
right. But here's the deal: they were selling footlong hot dogs of the Hebrew National, the best of the best, and selling 8-inch buns. What are we gonna do with this? Do you not understand how the hot dog works up in here? You Sam's. I need the regulation bun to go with. It's like buying a truck and putting Fiat wheels on it. That's what that looked like.
You got more truck than tire.
Even the little kids go, Uncle Leroy, eat too much hot dog.
Oh, okay.
Cut it up and eat it.
All right. That was Start, Bench, Cut. The inaugural edition here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. We got more silly sauce coming up the next hour. I can't even keep track, but I know that we have July 4th trivia, and I believe we have Rats Off a Ship. It is a jam-packed hour, final hour of the show, final hour before July 4th. Stay tuned right here to 560 QAM.